The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
And welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is January 31st, 2022. I thought that might be appropriate, what's going on now with the truckers making their way to Ottawa, Canada here, and I guess U.S. truckers are also on the way up there. I think this is great. Truckers coming together, having an impact. The example that if you stick together, unify, you can bring down tyranny, and I am all supporting that movement and supporting other industries that have also taken the same steps. But yeah, you got to figure out if you can stop the moving of supplies here. We've already got our supply issues problem right now with the supply chain, but now this is coming from the guys who delivered on the ground, who can actually make an impact here, and I'm very proud to be standing by these guys that they're doing a great thing here. They're helping us in our cause to bring down tyranny, and that cannot well, that's a good, it's a great thing. I'm just happy it's happening. And I support any industry that has decided to say no more of this vax mandates, no more masks, no more of this social distancing. We're going to get our lives back here. We have the possibility, the opportunity to take our lives back and go back to normal. We really do. It's in our power. It's in our hands. Will we take that opportunity to do this? I certainly hope so. Today, wife and I were talking, and she said, how was your day? I said, it was okay. It wasn't the greatest. What's wrong? I said, I'm a little irritated and angry that Americans are lazy for the most part. They sit on their asses, and they just wait for somebody else to step up and do the hard work. And I'm hoping, I'm just hoping and praying that this migration, this mass formation of people in Europe right now that are pushing back against tyranny and these mandates is going to trickle over to the United States, and they'll get the energy, the courage to say, you know what? I'm standing up. I'm standing up for my life. I'm standing up to get my life back. We've had terrible setbacks in the last 24 months. Let's be honest about it. We've had some terrible setbacks in 24 months. We are not better off than we were 24 months ago. In the Trump presidency, I was not a Trump fan, don't get me wrong, but we were better off than we are today. And this is going in a very negative direction right now. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And so the time is now, strike while the iron is hot, as they say. And the iron is hot. We just got to motivate a lot more people here in the United States to just stand up and say, you know what, you're right. This is never going to end. They're always going to whip up a new frenzy, a new fear factor, a new variant. They're always going to come back with a solution. It's another jab, another jab. It's endless jabs. It's controlling you. It's taking away your life. And it's time to actually stand up and do something now. I mean, it's time. It's time. So I thought that would be an appropriate song to get this show started off today. Happy to be here. Last night's show, interesting. I didn't talk a whole lot about COVID last night, and there's a reason why. I'm burned out. I'm totally burned out on it. Written a few more letters, sent a few more letters out to listeners who asked for some help. I thought the whole issue with the employer asking for an exemption, a religious exemption or a medical exemption thing, was over, but I'm getting emails and saying, we're still having this problem in my corporation, my company. Could you give me a hand on writing something or forward over something to help me out with a religious exemption? And I want to say thank you, Carol, for giving me the scripture that I needed. And when I sat down and wrote these things, I wrote out four or five different ones. I didn't want to do a template. Template gets out there. Next thing, it circles around and everybody goes, yeah, I saw that. I'll use that too. And next thing, it's insignificant and doesn't have any weight. And they recognize it right away. It's like downloading a term paper from the internet. How many people did that? I never did that. I didn't even think it was possible to download a term paper from the internet, somebody else's work, recopy it, put your name on, and turn it in and get a great grade. But I think there was enough exposure on that at the university level that a professor actually found that actually happened and said, this is great work, but it's not yours. It's somebody else's, and I have the original copy right here. Enough to get you thrown out of school, but I don't think that ever happened. You just got a failing grade, or maybe they were nice enough to give you a pass to say, just redo the paper. Really no penalty there. If you have a chance to redo the paper and you get caught cheating and they say, well, you cheated, I caught it, and you can redo the paper, and there's no penalty against you. Do you really learn the lesson? No, you really don't. You just found a teacher that was on top of their game and caught the scam, but you'll try the scam again on another professor who's just not as sharp. So that's where we are with that. Let's talk about the rally just a little bit. I watched 45 minutes of the rally, the Trump rally in Conroe, Texas. Disappointed. You have politicians doing their thing, you know, talking great things, you know, are to come here. This country is circling the toilet here. And they're talking the good game at that. They've got the solution. They got the fix. Our guy. Who is their guy? I mean, Donald Trump hasn't officially thrown his hat in the ring, but assuming that he is the guy they're talking about, even though he's never said, yes, I am going to be there in 2024 to take on whoever, whether it's Joe Biden or Hillary Rodham Clinton. He's never officially said that. And I made a comment last night. My wife made an observation. She said, you know, listening to Donald Trump speak, he's a terrible speaker. He really does. He tit for tat. He tries to act like a wise ass most of the time. And he thinks he's so smart. And, you know, he's the greatest. You know, he's just the best. These people that actually pat themselves on the back are really kind of, well, they've got a psychiatric disorder, you know, narcissistic. They got other problems too. But I always let people compliment the person, but the people that compliment themselves for what a great job they've done, you know, that doesn't fly by me. There's a serious problem there. But she thought that Don Jr. actually was more likable, more presidential, a better choice, a better possibility for 2024. And I hadn't thought of that. And I looked and I said, well, he is a little more polished. And some women would say, oh, he's a handsome man. And I don't like that because you're not supposed to be voting for a president because he's a handsome man. But we heard that with John Kennedy. And to me, anybody who actually can actually say that out loud probably should not have the right to vote to begin with. I mean, you don't vote on looks. This is not a beauty pageant here. You're supposed to be voting on the person with the most ability to bring success, to fix problems, to identify problems, fix problems. But if you're voting for somebody because he's handsome, it doesn't say a whole lot about you, does it? Now, it doesn't show a lot of intelligence there. The intelligence quotient is very small on that person who would say, I voted because they were handsome. But she made the observation, and I thought, yeah, that's a possibility. Actually, it really is. Don Jr. would be starting off fresh. He'd have no trail, really, to the problems of his father. And the media would have their hands tied saying, we got nothing on this guy, really, other than he's related to the guy we hate so much. We got nothing on him. We're going to have to work really hard to find something on him. Very hard. So maybe starting off from scratch and having nothing behind you or no baggage might be a good thing. Maybe that might be a good thing. It would be funny if Don Jr. would actually run for president of the United States and then he make his dad vice president. Son and father team. Well, however it turns out in 2024, if for some reason Donald Trump gets in, let's hope he learns some lessons here and just go across the board and start firing people. Get these people out of here. Don't do what you did the first time, the mistakes, keeping holdovers. Just clean house, build your own team, and shake up everything. Shake up the intelligence community. Start dismantling, firing FBI, CIA. Shake it up. You want to be a president that's remembered? Pull a Ronald Reagan like he did with PATCO, air traffic controllers. Pull a Ronald Reagan. Be bold. Have the gonadal tissue to do so. There's a new sheriff in town, and you show him who's the sheriff. Dismantle what needs to be dismantled. In the rally, he mentioned talking about the fraudulent voter system here, something he identified in 2016 and did nothing about. I was very bothered by that because I said, if you identify a problem, then you have an obligation, a duty to fix that problem. He did not. It came to bite him on the ass, did it not? It bit him on the ass hard. And it'll also happen in 2024, unless somehow by miracle, there is no Smartmatic, there are no software out there that's going to rig the election, it's going to flip a vote again here and there. It's not going to happen. The ballot boxes won't be stuffed with fake ballots. They won't just mysteriously pop up, pull out from under a table, and here we go, start scanning them. I mean, there's many ways to stop the fraud. There's many ways to stop fraud. I always say there's a solution for every problem. There really is. Look at it hard enough. I guarantee you'll find a solution for every problem. It works for me on everything. It always works. Look hard, you'll find the solution. It's got many different ways to get to that objective, to find the solution. You just got to look at it right. Look from a different perspective. Look here, look there. And it doesn't help to ask somebody, say, what do you think about this plan? What do you think about this? Would this work? Well, that's where you build your team. Like a quarterback, like a franchise quarterback or the owner of a team, he builds a team from the ground up. First of all, he's got to find a leader. He finds a leader in his quarterback. His quarterback is the leader on the team. He's a leader on the team. He's a leader outside the job itself. He motivates, he inspires, and he motivates and inspires in the locker room. And when they believe in their leader, their quarterback, that's going to be a successful team. That's going to be a team firing on all cylinders. And that's what we need, a team that is firing on all cylinders. It's got to happen. That's the only way you can have success. You got to all be pulling in the same direction here. Admit it, we're in a bad situation here now. Inflation at the grocery store. My food bill now is, wow, another $70 more than it normally would be. Every time I go, $70 more. My gas bill gone up. Everything is going up. Everything is going up. But then we get to this redhead witch, Jen Psaki, who tells us inflation is a good thing. Well, it is if it's on a necessity for the person who produces the product or the service that you have to have it. They're making out like a bandit now. They're making so much flipping money in this pandemic, taking advantage of people, heating oil, gas prices, you name it. Yeah, it's a good thing for them. But for the average Joe, it's a terrible thing. Inflation is a bad thing. It's a devaluation of your currency. You got to pay more. And you're getting less most of the time. You're getting less. And that's where we are. Everything seems to be spiraling out of control. Everything is spiraling out of control now. So you have Senator Dawn Buckingham, kind of attractive woman, not as attractive as Kristi Noem of, was it North Dakota? Yeah. Not as attractive, but not bad. Not a bad looking woman. I recognize an attractive woman when I see one. I wouldn't vote for her just because he's attractive. I'm not going to pull that. Yeah. The same applies, as I said, with the male. If he's handsome, I'm not going to. That's not why I vote for him. And I certainly wouldn't do the same for a woman. I'll take the ugly woman who's got the big, thick glasses, Coke bottle glasses, with a little piece of tape in the middle or the Band-Aid in the middle holding it together, who's intelligent, who can fix the problems. I'll take her over the eye candy. I'm serious. I'm serious. I really would. I just, that's how I think you find success. You find the best people. And where it may not be great to look at her in the office, but I don't care. I want success. I want success. And I don't want to, you know, lowball it down to say, oh, I'll just accept that. You know, she's kind of dumb. But she's really a looker. Could you imagine hiring somebody and actually having that philosophy? I hired her not on her capabilities. I hired her because she's eye candy, and I like eye candy in the office. How about you guys? No, that's not going to go well in the office. You're going to break down the morale of the office, and so it shouldn't be happening. But, you know, there are people that amazing what they vote for. They vote for the dumbest things, the most insignificant things. I think he's handsome. I think this. I think that. Oh, he dresses well. You know, the things they decide to base on a priority scale much higher than the competency of their skill set. Yeah, we're in America. I guess you have the right to make poor choices. But the problem is the poor choices all reflect on all of us. They affect my life. They affect your life. So Senator Dawn Buckingham, she attempts to start the Let's Go Brandon rally chant. Failed miserably. Backfired. Kind of reminds me of the guy at the ball game at the stadium who decides to try to do the who start the football game, the wave. You remember the wave? The guy stands up and he says, "Let's go! We're going to do the wave." And he starts off the wave, and everybody looks at him, and nobody stands up, and nobody does the wave. And then finally somebody says, "Sit the hell down. Trying to watch the game here." It's kind of like what Dawn Buckingham tried. She tried to do the chant, start the chant with "Let's Go Brandon," and it failed miserably. Just like the football guy who attempts to start the wave. He gets laughed at. Sit down. We'll be right back. Steve Elkins sitting in on a Monday. It is the National Intel Report on January, the last day of the year, January 31st.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Calls coming in here, so we'll start the calls and get back to my little spiel here, whatever I've got going on here. Let's go to Texas. Earl in Texas, you're on the show.
Good afternoon. I appreciate you taking my call. Am I on?
What's on your mind?
Okay, I couldn't hear it click there. Yes, I'd like to draw a comment on the trucking issue up there in Canada. I trailer trucked for 20 years. I got off the road in 92. I did all 48 states. I hauled all different commodities. And one thing I have noticed during my trailer trucking years, whenever there was a strike, the unions and the independents, and I was not union driver, I was independent drivers, no one could come together. One went down, the other one remained running, because it did not affect the union ones, or it did not affect the non-union drivers. So hopefully, the country and the trucking industry could be brought together on this one issue like they're doing up there in Canada. But I really have my doubts, because I've been in the industry before, and I kind of know how it operates. And that's pretty much all I had to just throw in this evening.
Well, I had a next door neighbor who was a truck driver, and I think the unions have changed quite a bit in that time. He was a part of the Teamsters Union, and they went on strike. They stood up for their employees, and they seemed to have quite a bit of leverage back then against the corporations. And now I find that most unions are in bed with the corporation. They're supposedly be working against, at least for the employee, seems to be that way. So I can't speak, intelligently on it. That's what I understand it to be. I know I was in a union for the grocery union. I was in college. Can you believe that? I was actually in a union working for Kroger Departments, a Kroger food chain there. I ran a liquor store, and it was a crappy job, and I was not paid well. It was my job after my school. I would do 8 hours, and I'd go to school in the morning till afternoon. I would close the thing down by 11 o'clock. Tidy up everything, restock the shelves, and be out of there by midnight. And I had to join this union. It was a closed shop. You have to join. I didn't see any purpose. I didn't see any benefit to be part of this union. And I went to my first union meeting, and I was the only one that stood up saying, I'm making like $7 an hour, and I'm paying union dues so much a month. Why am I paying a union due for making peanuts? I don't quite understand this. I don't make good money, and I have to be part of the union. Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it works. And I stayed in that job about a year until I got my foot in the door in medicine and got into a hospital with some training, and that worked out really well for me. But I worked in this liquor store, and I made no money, and I had to be part of a union. And I didn't see any changes, not on my behalf. And actually, most people in Kroger at that time really didn't make good money at all. I mean, they really didn't. And so they had to be part of the union. They made better than I did, but I didn't see the benefit of being part of a union, but it was closed shop. You had to be part of it. So I don't have a great love for unions, especially the grocery union. Kroger is the number one grocer, I think, in the United States. And they take advantage of their people. I think Walmart is right behind them. They take advantage of their people. And so I don't have anything good to say about that. My other time before that was working in the drywall industry manufacturer. I used to make wallboard out in Oklahoma, Duke, Oklahoma. I worked for Republic Gypsum right after the military. Wife was in school. She had to finish up. I said, we got to stick around here, huh? Yep. So for at least a year or so, I have to work in this industry. I didn't have any knowledge, but I worked in the trucking part department. I used to load those big trucks. I used to skirt them and put the tarps on them, and I had to do the trains. I worked on loading trains, tarping those, and shipping them all over the country where they're building houses. Another closed shop union you have to join. Except for that job, I think I made $10 an hour, which was considered really good money for work, living in Oklahoma back in the 1980s. But again, I was forced to be part of a union. It wasn't my decision. So I don't have a love for unions at all. So I'm hoping you're wrong. I really hope you're wrong.
I do too. I'm hoping I'm wrong, because it's time that everybody gets a little bit of unity and strive to go forward on this. But
all right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Lord, take this patch off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
And we are back. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Patrick in Texas. Welcome, Patrick.
Good morning. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
I want to kind of repeat and paraphrase what Ralph Winfro said last night there, or Saturday night, or Sunday night, rather. That he's talking about how we've got the fourth branch of government. It's basically what we call the deep state.
Yep.
It was brought into by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, this horrible president who got us into wars and helped the Soviets free stuff. But he created what's called the Administrative Authorization Act. That gave him all these alphabet agencies, 250 different agencies that have full autonomy. They're judge, jury, and executioner, and they're unaccountable. Now, in the Congress, he says we have no liability here. You know, you're on your own. You know, and they very trickily have exonerated each other. You know, but they get out there fleecing everybody and beating everybody over the head and locking people up. And they under what they call the Code of Federal Regulations. It's supposed to be federal in-house, but they sneakily, you know, have reassigned us to non-combatants or U.S. citizens. And a judge will come in the room and say, you know, is there anybody in this room that is not a U.S. citizen? If you don't speak up, you just fell under his jurisdiction. You don't even know it. Mm-hmm. They do this all the time. It's a contract. Yeah.
I understand.
Okay. I was just, and then I'm Roger Sales, he's been on several times, and he's really big on that. You've got to send an affidavit into the State Department and tell them under no uncertain terms, I am not this. And change my records to reflect, you know, it, just like that judge did, you know, and then you go to Black's Law, fourth edition. The definition of a U.S. citizen, a corporate entity. Yeah. You're not a live human being with God-given rights. They classified
you. Here's the one problem with your philosophy. Here's the one problem. You have to have an established rule of law. We see the courts that they're making decisions not based on law anymore. It's their own party affiliation or their own personal belief. That's our problem right now. Define somebody, define the judicial system here, these judges, to follow the rule of law. So you'll say, I'm not a citizen of this country. I'm a state citizen or whatever, how you ever want to classify yourself. You have to find somebody on the other end who's going to accept that and not throw it off and then later find you contempt of court and judge you as a U.S. citizen when that's not what you want. You got to find somebody on the other end that's going to recognize that. That's our problem right now. We don't really have a solid rule of law right now. The law is in gray area right now in many areas. It's gray. I mean, just look. Transgender swimming in man swimming against women in college sports. That should not happen. Well, how did that happen? Because somebody found some gray area. Of course, they also use discrimination and other factors to say, well, you have to. If you don't, of course, you're discriminating, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe or transphobe, whatever you want to be. But the point is, you have to have an active rule of law, follow
can
the
I
rule
respond?
Of law. And that's where, that's where we have our problem right now.
Now Justice Scalia, he addressed all this issue, and he called us the fourth branch of government. He says, you know, the common law is a fourth branch of government. And, you know, whenever we make, this is Milligan versus Ex Parte in 1864, the Supreme Court said, you know, in Milligan versus Ex Parte, that whenever the common law jury stand up, the de facto must set. You know, your military tribunals, you know, have to go away. Now, we've got a lot of that behind us. But unfortunately, these courts are extremely corrupt. So we got that. We got Justice Scalia, which they, you know, mysteriously got rid of because he was too good of a guy.
I think he was smothered. He was smothered with a Mike Lindell pillow, I believe.
Was it?
I just made that up. I'm being a smartass, Patrick. He wasn't smothered. I just made that up. Okay, fake news. Okay.
Yeah, we do have a lot, and then Judge Arnold Napolitano interviewed Justice Scalia, and he was asking about the Bill of Rights being law. That's our God-given rights. So they tried to put it down on paper, and Scalia says, "Oh, that's the fundamental law." He says, "Don't you? Why do you say that?" He says, well, saying God-given, rights, sounds too Catholic. No, they're making too much money off of these statutes and codes that they're beating us over the head with. That's not applies to us. We should have only our Bill of Rights apply to us. And, but he's as good as he was, he still couldn't, enunciate. He couldn't talk about it. He just called it the fundamental. But no, it's God-given rights.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
I'll let you know.
I agree with you 100% there. God-given rights. Can't take them away. You can't take them away. They exist. Thank you for your call, Patrick. Appreciate it. It's kind of a repeat of last night's call, in a way. But I didn't mention the factor that the other side has to recognize. Like I said, this whole gray area of law, gray area. Lawyers are always looking for gray area. Of course, the top of the hour, we got our expert here, legal strategist Ron McDonald, coming on the second hour. And we can probably address some of that stuff. He and I agreed on this. We were talking about one time. And I think most lawyers are actually very shoddy lawyers. They're not that sharp. They really aren't. They would love to have an out-of-court settlement, rather than go in to a court of law and debate the law. It's easier. Both parties win if we have an out-of-court settlement. And I think many lawyers feel that way. You know, they don't want to work hard at this. And their loyalty is really not to the people that hire them. Their loyalty is to the court and to their profession. So let's find some common ground. Let's see how we both can benefit from this. Our loyalty goes to the court, and it'll look like we did our best and would try to somehow convince our client that this was in the best interest. And you did well. You did well. By an out-of-court settlement. And that's not how it works, but that's a lazy lawyer. That's a very lazy lawyer. If you ever, a long time ago, I had the state come at me, long time ago, of a situation where I had this crazy woman that lived down below me. She barged into my house, held my child by her hat so she couldn't get away. Over saying the stereo, my stereo in my apartment was too loud. I was playing some jazz and I wasn't cranked up. But those are your kind of thin walls, maybe. She could have knocked on my door and said, maybe it's a little loud. Okay, I'm sorry. It's jazz and I don't play loud music because my child's there. She was 4 years old at the time. So she comes up to my door and pounds on my door. I'm thinking, well, what the heck's going on here? So I open my door and this woman, she's a mammoth woman, a very big woman, ugly woman, barges into my house, pushes me back, and my little girl, freaking out, scared, tries to run away. She grabs her by her hat of her coat. We were about ready to leave and go see my parents. And I broke her hand away from my child, and I said, run, Jessica, run. My daughter ran. She ran down to the car. This woman attacked me. She jumps on the hood of my car. I had witnesses all this. It was really nice. It helped me in court. And I thought it was all over. I actually called the police. The police met me at the front entrance of the complex. I said, this crazy woman jumped on the hood of my car, attacked me. She barged in my house, my apartment, all this stuff. I have witnesses. Everything had happened here. She jumped on the hood of my car. She fell off my car. And the police go back to where you were. So we went back there, and she's there, wants to file charges. Does she have any injuries? A little scratch on her ankle. That's it. I thought this was all said and done. I had my witnesses. If this ever goes any further, I got statements from everybody who witnessed this crazy woman. They had problems with her before. I think she's mentally ill. Definitely a man-hater. And 60 days go by, and everything's fine. And then suddenly I get a summons that I'm being sued. The state had taken over this case. She'd gone to some woman's group, and they want to make an example out of me. So now I had to pull all my witnesses, and I subpoenaed some people that saw the whole incident, what had happened, the manager of the unit that had problems with this woman way back, and we went to court. Mike, go ahead and kill this next break coming up. I can finish this story. So we end up going to court, and I before I got to court, I always do my homework. So I went downtown Indianapolis. I got the actual police report. I looked it over, and I had all my evidence there, and I had my witnesses subpoenaed. Everybody's going to be there. And when I get to court, I was a poor college student, by the way. I had a court-appointed lawyer, and there were several cases before me, and we were in the back witnessing and watching, and the attorney said to me, hey, come on, let's talk. This judge is one of the hanging judges. He's throwing everybody in jail. I suggest you cop a plea. They'll send you to anger management classes, and that'll be it. might get a fine, and we're out of here. You're not going to jail. I said, you're telling me to confess to a crime I did not commit? This is what I was talking about. He wanted to find the easy angle where both parties are happy and the court is satisfied. I said, no. However it goes down, I'm not going to cop a plea. I'm not guilty of anything other than protecting myself and my child. He said, he's going to throw me in jail. I said, I'm not going to cop a plea. You don't get it. I'm not going to say I'm guilty of doing any of these things. I didn't do it. Okay, I told you. I said, it's fine. We went up there, and the state, her attorney for the state, who just wanted to get another notch on her belt, I guess, pulls out the accusations, a whole list of things I'd done, and an injury sheet of all the injuries and bruises and scrapes and everything you can think of. And I said, can I have a copy of that? Well, that's really interesting because I have the actual police report right here. She refused any kind of treatment. She had a scratch on her ankle. And now 60 days later, she's got cuts and bruises all over her body like somebody taking a baseball bat to her. And I did that. 60 days later, these bruises all appear. This woman had actually probably knuckled herself, punched herself, made all these bruises, everything she could do to frame me and convict me on something I didn't do. I showed my report. Judge looked at it and said, well, this is really interesting. How can 60 days, when she refused any kind of medical treatment, just for a scratch on the ankle anyway, how do you get all this other stuff? So I caught her in tainting the case against me. She had actually manufactured all this, these injuries against me. That pretty much ended the lawsuit against me. But it was sealed when she went before the judge and said, did these steps happen? Did you barge into this man's apartment? Did you grab this child, this person here's child by the hat? Did you grab the little girl by the hat to make sure she couldn't get away? She said, I did. He said, you scared the hell out of her. She's 4 years old crying and screaming. She doesn't know who you are. You scared her. You frightened this little girl. She said, I don't care. That's not my concern. Well, that male judge blew his cork. You don't care about tormenting, putting fear into a little child? She said, that's not my concern. I don't care. He looked at me and said, Mr. Elkins, I'm very sorry that you had to come to court today. He told this woman to shut up. And if she didn't shut up, he would find her contempt and throw her in jail. I'm sorry, Mr. Elkins, you had to go through all this. Dismissed. This is over. And she was still mouthing off with the judge. Angry as can be that she did not get her way. She could not find me guilty, have me put away. A flaw in the system. The prosecutor looked at her and said, I don't know what happened here. You said he did all these things, and he has the police report, evidently, and none of this stuff occurred. There's no way these bruises could have occurred 60 days later unless you put them on yourself. I nailed them both. I was put through the whole legal system. Not a whole lot of faith in the legal system after that. I ended up finding another apartment, leaving. I didn't want to put up with this again. I knew she was always going to be there trying to look for trouble. She's psychotic. She's a nut. And my witnesses all stepped forward too and said they had problems with her, and they all verified everything had happened. Yes, she's crazy. She jumped on the hood of his car, screaming like a wild, mad lady. It all worked out. It was just very traumatic to go through all that while I'm supposed to be going to college and I'm supposed to be studying and keeping my mind all together here. And then somebody says, well, you know what? He may be going to jail. And then I have a lawyer telling me to cop a plea and say, yes, I did these things, and go to anger management classes. I won't cop a plea. I never will. I stand for what I believe in. And if I do wrong, I'll take my lumps, but I'm certainly not going to confess to something I never did. That'll never happen with me. So that's my court case, my one time taking on a man-hater there for something I didn't do. So, I don't have a whole lot of faith in the judicial system. I try to keep my nose clean and keep out of the, you know, that limelight to get myself in trouble. But, you know, here I am. I'm on the air and I'm talking about things. I go to protests. I go to anti-war marches. I'm right back in it, but I'm not bringing on violence. I've always been in a very, I believe, peaceful way is a good resolution to go. And the other part of that is when the other one doesn't work. That's a possibility. And that's where we are right now, the revolution. It could happen. We try peaceful means, but maybe sometimes revolution is inevitable. We'll be right back.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it
one shot at a time.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
And we are back. Brian McDonald's going to join us in the second hour here. We've got some things we're going to talk about California, what's going on there, the more sustainability. You know what that means? That's Agenda 2030 jargon there for taking away and telling you you're actually going to get more by having less. Selling you that little line there, sustainability. Let's talk about this situation with Spotify and Joe Rogan. I'm kind of interested in that a little bit. I've watched some of his podcasts. I think he's a fine podcaster. I think he's got a pretty good audience. He appears to be fair and square. He calls it as he sees it. He does his homework. And what's his big crime? What's his big crime? Well, he's brought people on his show for his podcast, Robert Malone, who's the inventor, Dr. Robert Malone, who was the inventor of the messenger RNA technology. And he brought on Dr. Peter McCullough, who's probably the leading expert in COVID early treatments. That's the crime. That's the crime. So Neil Young is, put it out there, said basically get rid of Joe Rogan or I'm taking my music off of Spotify. And Spotify applied appropriately, saying, well, then say goodbye. Don't play in the traffic. Joni Mitchell has popped in there also. So you get these old hippies that were big in the 70s with their big hits. Of course, Neil Young, known for Keep on Rockin' in the Free World, which I think about the lyrics of the songs back then. We actually had a lot of lyricists back then. A lot of people out there writing music that about the times of pushback against tyranny and fascism. And that title alone, Keep on Rockin' in the Free World, stands out in my mind. Now, the pushback against tyranny, that song's about the pushback against tyranny, the pushback against censorship, free speech, the pushback against fascism. And so he stood up for it then against these things, which we all would agree. We want our rights. We want our freedoms. We don't want them infringed upon. And now he's turned woke. He's changed. Now, I don't like what he has to say. I don't think that's right. He's disinformation. He's never come out and actually said what disinformation or misinformation has been put out on Joe Rogan's show. I just didn't like what he heard. And sometimes the truth hurts. So how would it be if the woke said, hey, Neil, we don't like the words to your song. We're going to take your songs. We're going to do a little PC on them, go woke on them. And we're going to redo your songs and take out words and put other words to cover for those words. We're going to redo your music. How would you feel about that? You wouldn't like that. Neither would Joni Mitchell. Because that's his art. That's his craft. And whether you like Joe Rogan or not, he has the right to have a show, talk about the issues, bring debate to the issues, and you have the right to turn him off. So, Neil, if you don't like it, turn it off. Go away. That's my suggestion. Second hour coming up. Ron McDonald. Stay tuned.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.